Our theme tonight is, and take a look at the slide, it's a great one, Rush Hour Cometh. The federal budget has become a major part of corporate revenues, municipal revenues, household incomes, and expenses in the United States. So a big part of our economy runs through the federal budget. In the 1990s, we bubbled the economy. We issued a great deal of debt, as we all know, and it expanded, among other things, not only government debt, but government overhead. Now, as we did it, we moved a significant amount of capital and business abroad. We also, following it, moved a significant amount of military, and that resulted in a lot of income moving abroad and ultimately falling incomes to American households, and now, of course, eventually to government. What goes around comes around. So in the meantime, central banks have increased the money supply, and the federal government is engaged in more deficit financing. So to help service the growing debt, we're watching the value of our currency erode. And what that means is each one of us is experiencing expenses in nominal terms. So our food budget is going up. The cost of gas is going up. We've talked on the Solari report a lot about the debasement of the currency and how that drives up your nominal expenses. So we have falling expenses, falling incomes and rising expenses, and that's both households and governments. So now the federal government is saying they need greater tax collections to reduce their deficit. Now, as you can imagine, the politics of this are extremely sensitive and negotiations have been very fluid. And the U.S. government is facing a whole series of expiring dates that have been part of kick the cans in a variety of ways over recent years. So at the end of this year, the Bush tax cuts will expire. If spending's not adjusted, there are automatic cuts that will happen to government spending as well. And on top of that, the debt limit must be increased if the federal government can continue to borrow money. All of this coming to the head at the same time at the end of this year is what Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, earlier this year termed the fiscal cliff. However, there's a much deeper issue, and that is that the federal government has been consuming and controlling a steadily increasing share of the economy, and that, along with numerous other things, is really causing a shrinkage of productivity in the economy. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts about what could happen to individual taxes at the end of this year and in 2013. In my annual wrap-up in early January, I'm going to talk more about the deeper questions of how to re-engineer the federal budget and how to do it in a way that reflects the fact that we're now experiencing not just another economic cycle or a recession or depression, but really a fundamental re-engineering of institutions and markets. And of course, that's going to be an ongoing topic throughout next year, as it has been for a long time, on the Solari report. But the bottom line is we've kicked the can on the federal budget about as far as it can go, and so now rush hour cometh.